This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We continue in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Hilchos Tzitzis. We're in Siman Tezvav. We just read Sif Hei. By the way, it's very interesting. I was reading in the Slichos today that the Tefillah of Lecha Hashem Hatzdaka of Lo Nubayshus Hapanim, Manasen Manoimer, was written by Rav Amram Goin. So Rav Amram, we just learned it. We just learned his shita yesterday, that if tzitzis tears within three etzbois, it doesn't have a teres beged. It's like it's not there. Okay. So yesterday we began Sif Hei. In Sif Hei, the mechaber. Let's read Sif Hei again in the mechaber. Im nikra minekav shatzitzis tali ba'ilamata, if the whole tour and below, im kadamatos tzitzis lakera, if the tzitzis were first put in, sha'itzit tzitzis ha'yisham shasakera, the tzitzis were there already, when at the time of tour, kosher, it's kosher. Im nikra v'nishtar menu koshu, but if a tour and you have even a little bit, with tefar and you sewed it, v'achar kachit avoy tzitzis, and then you put in the tzitzis, so we say, that im hu shel tzemer, if it's, so basically like this, if it tour, so if you put in the tzitzis first, that tzitzis was there at the time of the tear, it's kosher, because it was put in bekashrus. And if it tore, and a little bit remained, and you sewed it, and then you put in the tzitzis, so if it's wool, it's kosher l'kulei alma. Why? So, meaning if the beged is wool, we'll see, everyone holds its kosher, because according to Rashi, since the beged is tzemer, we're not worried you're going to use shar minim l'shem tzitzis. And according to Rav Amram, since it's nishtar koshuhu l'nis batam mitaras beged, like we said in the earlier sif. Because let's just review the three shittos. Rashi's opinion is the reason why you can't sew is because you might use the stitching for tzitzis. Rav Amram holds, if it tears within three tvachim, it's like it's not there. Now, the according to Rav Amram, if it tore and it's nishtar koshu, it's kosher. So that's the pshat. According to Rav Amram, if it tore and it's nishtar koshu, it's kosher. So in this case, if it's tzemer, it's a beged of tzemer, and you sewed it with the sharminim, it's kosher kuyama. Because according to Rashi, you were not afraid you're going to use the string. And according to Rav Amram, it's nishtayer kosher. V'imu shel sharminim, if it's of a different species, shederach lisper b'chuzin shel se'amin, that they usually sew up with that species. So according to Rashi, you can't sew it up. V'im nikro tefarai, if it tore and then you sewed it, v'achar g'chit b'at tzitzis, then ikal esvuke, then there's a suffix. So we'll have to see what is this suffix. Pashtus is, according to Rashi, it's going to be a problem. And according to Rav Amram, it will be okay. Why? Because if it tore and then you sewed it up, so stam, according to the Yeshayimrim of Rav Amram, it would be okay, because if you first sewed it up, according to that Yeshayimrim, it's okay. And according to the first sheet of Rav Amram, stam, any time it's nishtayer koshuhu, it's going to be kosher. So we'll have to see what exactly is the suffix. Again, if it's talking about sharminim, so according to Rashi, you can't sew it up. And if it tore and then you sewed it, I guess it tore completely. So let's see Mishnah Berurah of cutting your test. Kosher l'kulayama. So if it's wool, it's kosher according to everyone. De la Rashi, according to Rashi, kivan shah begedu shel tzemer, since the beged is wool, ein lacha sheyishar b'chutei shar min l'mshem tzitzis. We're not afraid you're going to use from other species for tzitzis. L'rav Amram, and according to Rav Amram, kivan din eshtar koshuhu, loy nisbatu mitaris beged, v'chanal b'sif hakoidem. Like we said in the previous sif, that if it's nishtar koshuhu, then it's loy nisbatal, but mitaras beged. V'chol shekein, delahayesh oimrim, certainly according to the yesh oimrim, shebesif hakoidem, kosher hacha, according to the yesh oimrim, it's definitely going to be kosher, because you put in the tzitzis after you sewed it up. So this is talking about where it's wool. Where it's wool, all three shittos would say it's good. Rashi, because we're not worried you're going to use the cotton stitching for a wool garment. According to Rabbeinu Amram, Rav Amram Goin, you have Nishtar Kosher, who, and certainly according to the Yesh Oimrim, it would be kosher because you put on the tzitzis after you sewed it up. Now, but if it's sharminim, you should not sew it up, according to Rashi. Says the Mishabura lo yisbar. Hamin with that species, avin acher yesh lahaka, with a different species, you could be lenient. It's better to use a colored string, like we said earlier, because by a colored string, you're not going to use it for a tzitzis. However, v'im nikra, if it tore, the Mishnah Berurah says, if it completely tore, so if it completely tore, according to Rav Amram, going, it might be an issue. Rav Salamar, shenikra kula, it completely tore, min neke, from the hole, ad soif hasafa, until the edge of the rim. Lachain ikala svuke, you could have a suffix here. What's the suffix? Why? Da'af im habeged. Meaning, we just said if it's sharminim, don't sew it up according to Rashi. But if it completely tore, even if it's wool, v'yisbren v'chutei sharminim, del Rashi v'adei mutter, that according to Rashi would be permitted, but it could be according to Rabbeinu Amram, it would be pasul, because it completely tore. Afilu hachi efshe de Rav Amram pasul. Dekivan delay nishtar koshu, since you don't have a little bit left, halay mevor b'sif hakoidem, we said in the previous sif, del day arisha, according to the first day, command de pasuk dami. It's like it ripped off. Lo yol tfira, it will not help to sew it. Afim yirtzol hatot tzitzis acher kach, even if you want to put on tzitzis afterwards. So it would be a suffix. According to Rashi, it would be good. According to Rabbeinu Amram, it would not be good. According to the first pshat of Rav Amram, the efsher could be that Rav Amram would say that it's good here. Why? Ayatur. The efsher d'hacha adif. We said this story yesterday. Gevaldik. Listen to this. In other words, When does Rav Amram say that if a garment tore, the halacha is you can't sew it back when it tore like that? So now you can't sew it back. But let's say over here you have a garment, and you have, here's the tzitzis hole, right? Here's the tzitzis hole. Here my pen went through. And now it tore like this to the hole. So it's really shalem on both sides. It tore completely, but it's whole on both sides. So when you sew it back, maybe Rav Amram would say, you could sew it back. It's only when it completely tears off, Rabbeinu Amram would say, you can't sew it back. But when it tears to the hole, where it's shalem on both sides, maybe Rav Amram would say, it's better. This is a Shulchan Aruch suffix. I'll add, the Bir Halacha says that the Gross says that when the Mechaber says it's a suffix, he means even in Rashi it's a suffix. Because when does Rashi say you can't sew with cotton on a wool garment? Rashi only said that lechatchila. But if you did it already, maybe Rashi would say it's okay. That's a suffix. The Mishnah Berurah continues, v'ayin betaz shechalik, look in the taz that he argues, u'paisik de'inkan suffix. According to everyone, hit the bite tzitzis achar tefira de kosher. And according to everyone, if you put tzitzis on afterwards, it's kosher. Even Rabbeinu Amram, because of this svara. Nevertheless, it's better. Sheyira koydim atri, you should see to it before you sew it. Lasseis tachas akonof, to put under the corner. Chatichas beged shal shosh, to put a chaticha of garment 3x3, v'yetzi they are called to v'yetzi everyone. Then if it's impossible, yesh l'hakol ka'ataz, you could be make it like the taz that Rabbeinu Amram would say that this is okay. Why? Because anyway, because we wrote anyway, the Ikar is like the second day on Rabbeinu Amram, who we pointed out in the beginning of the share. Very interesting, Rabbeinu Amram is the one who wrote Slichais. He wrote, Lecha Hashem Atztaka V'lanu Boishas Haponim. Man, his son. And I'll tell you in a minute. Ma'ashav Chibur Umayel Af Benikra Akonaf Lagamrim Umkaimai. That according to most Achronim, we hold that sewing it works even if the corner got ripped off completely. So certainly in this case, where there's a tzad to say that everybody, even Rabbeinu Amram's first day, holds it's okay because it didn't completely rip off, it just ripped from the hole to the end, that Rabbeinu Amram would say it's okay. Okay, so this will be the learning for Monday, and we're going to break for a second, and we're going to do Tuesday, it's brief.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.